No one likes new things. It's just the truth. We like the old way of doing things. Why is that? Because none of us like change. Someone has said the only reason people change is because they are forced to, they have to, or they hurt so much that they want to. Jesus came to make things new, to bring a new way of worship, a new way of thinking, a new way of living, a new mindset, a new world view. It was all new. Listen to what he said when Levi made a great feast in his own house. It's found in Luke, the 5th chapter and the 30th verse. But the scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" And Jesus answering said unto them, "They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." And they said to him, "Why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayer? And likewise the disciples of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink." And then he said unto them, "Can you make the children of the bridal party fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and they shall fast in those days." And he spoke also a parable unto them, "No man puts a piece of new garment upon an old, otherwise then the new tears the old, and the piece that was taken out of the new does not match with the old. And no man puts new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottle shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. No man also, having drunk old wine, straightway desires new, for he said, 'The old is better.'" You see, Jesus was using an example they understood. If you patch an old garment with new cloth, when it is washed, the new cloth will shrink up more than the old cloth and tear it. Now you're in worse shape than you ever were. And no man puts new wine to be fermented in old bottles, because they were already stretched out and they could not expand. But the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled. But then what is new has become old. It becomes better than what you had before. You see, it's like that in our life. God makes everything new in Jesus Christ, and it has to be handled in a new way. And when it becomes old, this new way is better than the way we were doing it before, and it's good. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you did something new for me. You make every day new for me. Today, please make me new today. Make me better than I was yesterday. I can't ask to be made perfect, but I know this. I can ask to be made new today and better than I was yesterday. In Jesus' name, amen.